USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Pro-Iran militia is warning Iraqi troops to keep their distance from U.S. forces in military bases. The anti-American group statement comes after mortars and rockets hit close to the U.S. embassy and a base where troops are stationed. The attacks appear to be the first hints of a violent response to the killing by the U.S. of a top Iranian general near the Baghdad airport on Friday. There have been mass demonstrations mourning his death. President Trump spoke of it in West Palm Beach on Friday night.
At my direction, the United States military executed a flawless strike that terminated the terrorist ringleader responsible for gravely wounding and murdering thousands and thousands of people and hundreds at least of Americans.
This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An anti-war coalition helped organize over 70 protests across the country. A couple hundred people demonstrated in Chicago. WBBM's Mike Krauser was there.
What do we want?
No war!
They gathered along the Chicago River with the Trump Tower and its oversized signage as a backdrop.
I think it's important to oppose U.S. war moves in the Middle East.
I'm concerned about loss of life and perpetual war.
We can't get into another war. We cannot afford it. It's horrible.
Many carried signs reading "Stop bombing Iraq," some labeling the president a terrorist. Mike Krauser, Chicago.
It seems we're nearing the peak of the flu season. The CDC reports at least 6.4 million illnesses, 55,000 hospitalizations, and 2,900 deaths so far from the flu this season. But, according to experts, there is still time to get a flu shot if you haven't already this year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
They're now estimating the total damage and economic loss due to weather-related causes in 2019. USA's John Clemens reports.
The report was compiled by AccuWeather of State College, Pennsylvania. It listed the California wildfires at $80 billion, hurricanes at $22 billion, tornadoes and severe local storms at $19.5 billion, flooding at $12.5 billion, and winter storms at $8 billion. If you did the math, you'll find the total cost at a $142 billion figure. AccuWeather also included crop losses to farmers, as well as the lingering health effects resulting from diseases from standing water from flooding and health impacts from the poor air quality from forest fires. I'm John Clemens.
Fundraising totals have now been released for some of the top presidential candidates, and USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the findings.
Presidential candidates are releasing their fundraising numbers from the fourth quarter of 2019. The fourth quarter is critical in the lead-up to the Iowa caucus and the New Hampshire primary in early February. Bernie Sanders raised more than any of the other 2020 Democratic candidates in a single quarter with $34.5 million. The $22.7 million announced by Joe Biden was the biggest haul of his campaign so far. President Donald Trump drew $46 million. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.